This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. As this pitch hit in the air, deep center. Going back, Merrill, to the track, at the wall. He won't catch it. As it's well into the hedges, Brandon Marsh, dead center field, has homered, and it's 3-1 Phillies.
Well, a good bounce back from the Phillies yesterday in Game 2. Obviously, Christopher Sanchez, way better than Mick Abel, and the Phillies end up taking 2-3 overall from the Padres. Good morning to you. So it's Harper at the half. It was just a few days ago that the Phillies passed the halfway point of the season. John, digging the
Can
music.
Can you do the robot?
No.
I wish I could.
I mostly do the stand and watch people dance thing.
I bet Tom's good.
You're not doing a bad robot, John.
He's not.
Well, no, it's pretty bad.
I wish I could. No,
I mean,
it's not
good at
all.
I like when you do the arm thing, and it kind of hangs.
You got to stop.
Like,
I'm not good at popping the pop and lock type of thing to begin with. I wish I were better at it.
I wish I could do a better wave.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, John.
It's not bad, John.
Do some stuff with my feet.
Yeah, I feel confident in dancing, but I can't do like the actual moves type stuff that I wish I could.
Like, I feel confident while I'm doing it. It just doesn't look good.
No, I think it looked
good.
I honestly thought it looked good, John.
That was very solid.
I was moving around pretty well.
You're just saying that, Tom, because I've been pumping up your sweet hairstyle all day.
That's right, yeah.
This mutual compliment society we got going on here.
Guys, it's why you got to watch YouTube, everyone, because you get to see this stuff now. John Danson, Tom's hair, TK in for Ree and Devin both off today. Both will be back next week. We hope you have a good 4th of July, you know, up ahead here. Phil's, you know, back at it with a new series, 2-game lead in the division. Phil's off today, back at it tomorrow. Reds, am I remembering that
correct?
Right?
Yeah, the Reds.
Reds. So
105 game tomorrow.
105. All right.
Hey, can we real quick just thank whoever it is that the Phillies are actually playing on a holiday for once? Like, they didn't play on Memorial Day. They're like, all these days they're always off. It feels
you're
like
right.
We got a July 4th baseball game.
Yeah, cool.
Like, that's great, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's true. All right. So one thing we love about having TK here is he really does rev up a rant. And so I haven't told Tom the categories of any of these topics that I'm going to throw his way today looking for.
I came in expecting this, and it's phenomenal. I knew you were going to have rants ready, and this is great.
All right, TK, I need a little bit more bravado with this one, and I think you'll provide.
Okay.
So rant potential number two, if you provide it, the state of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Fertile ground.
Tom Kelly, floor is yours, sir.
The state of the Philadelphia 76ers is honestly more optimistic than it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but as long as Joel Embiid and Paul George are here, this team is destined to go nowhere. I mean, the Joel Embiid thing, it didn't work. He never became a leader. He never got in shape. I mean, the fact that Tyrese Maxey still last year, Joe, needs to tell him it's important to show up on time. It's important to do the right things. That's ridiculous. And Paul George, I'm telling you, somebody within that organization, they need to tell him during the season, shut that podcast down. I cannot take it. Every time, like, I don't need to see a podcast peak clip coming on my Twitter timeline every day. I don't care what Paul George has to say. I don't care what he has to say about basketball. I don't care what he has to say about the Eagles. I don't care what he has to say about anything. I just want him to play basketball and not give his thoughts on every single thing that happens in the world. So whatever, I wish he wasn't here. Unfortunately, he is. But I don't need to see him do the podcast anymore. He needs to shut it down.
All right,
and Daryl Morey needs to make him do it.
John, I'm giving TK a 7 out of 10. I mean, there's been better, but it was solid. No, solid, but there's been better. There's been better.
To be fair, it was very good. To be fair, most rants naturally happen as you're getting worked up about something.
Yes, that's
the,
true.
The, like, rant on a dime thing is a tougher ass to give TK a little credit.
It's like I'm looking at Tom and saying, be a clown. Like, exactly. Be, you know,
am I here to amuse you?
Exactly.
All right, so
I'm funny how?
So we'll have some fun with Tom as he's in here today. By the way, also, me and Jack, we get back at it on Wednesday of next week with the baseball challenge. I do want to throw this one question out to everyone, because we had a poll question, I believe, 2 days ago. With me up 1-0, best of 5, who do you think is going to win overall? End of the show, 59% of respondents said they think Jack will still win. So I'm just going to ask this question. To the 59% that think Jack will win, why do you think that? To the 41% that think I will win, why do you think that?
Because you're mentally stronger.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's one reason.
Because you are taking it so seriously, and he is not taking it nearly as seriously as
you. He may start now. So anyway,
we'll see.
I'm just curious.
I don't know, though, that he... I think he will take it more seriously. I don't know that he
is
can.
He
I don't think he can take it as seriously as you do.
Like,
I don't think he's as competitive
as
you are.
John, I went to the field yesterday to scout it out.
I just don't think he's as competitive as you are. Like, just as a base level thing.
Probably true. But look, I'm rooting for him. I really am. I don't want to see the guy, like, you know, suffer the disgrace of being swept. He could get swept in this thing. But I really hope for his sake it's not that. We'll see. Anyway, I'm just curious. Why do you think he will win or I will win? You can weigh in. 215-592-9494. Also, Harper at the half. Before we go any further, let's get to what I would say on the field was Bryce's first, dare I say, grand moment. Grander came in the form of not a grand slam in 2022, Bedlam at the Bank, a way bigger deal. But the first really, really, really cool Bryce Harper moment was in the summer of 2019. Well, maybe the first really cool moment was the introductory press conference.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to get some of that audio, too.
Huge.
Yeah, that was good stuff. But he hit a grand slam during the 2019 summer to win a game. Larry Anderson was so excited. Fransky was so excited. Tom McCarthy on TV was so excited. I think we got the TV call. Let's listen to that moment from 2019.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Wow.
Pretty cool. Really, really cool.
I remember it so well.
Yeah.
I remember it so. It was, I think it was during an Eagles preseason game the same day.
Eagles Jaguars.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
Watching the Eagles game.
Yeah,
I missed the grand slam.
We had an event. So I saw the grand slam, but we had an event, I think. We were doing an event on a rooftop or whatever. And I remember it so well because Jack and I weren't going to record a podcast. We were like, all right, you know what? And we ended up having to do an emergency pod because of the grand slam out of nowhere. We were like, all right, hurry up. Yeah. I got to record. Like,
that's great.
I remember it so well.
All right. So with Harper at the half, we have a ton of different topics we've thrown out, including, you know, the introductory press conference, the recent wrist situation, everything in between. Do you think he pandered? Do you think he still panders? Bedlam at the Bank. How average they were. How much, 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 much better than average they've become. How he did, you know, play very well in these Octobers. But they haven't won a World Series and are, in the case of a lot of people, the way they judge it based on October, going backwards, even though they've won more games every regular season. Look, I'm very pro Bryce Harper. We have two different Twitter poll questions of the day to sort of assess two elements of where you are with Bryce. So Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. First poll question, do you hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies have not won a World Series during his tenure here? Yes or no? Interesting that amongst the four of us, we all say no. We don't hold it against him. But I know there's a lot of people out there that do, including one caller that called us earlier. But generally, the calls have been very pro-Bryce. But I know there's some people out there like that think it's his fault. I don't. Do you hold it against him? Yes or no? Second poll question. That's what's been and how you assess what's been. Second poll question, looking forward. Do you think the Phillies will win a World Series with Bryce Harper? 6.5 years down, 7 Octobers to go, and that's unless they extend him and make, you know, or maybe he leaves before his contract's over. You never know. Do you think they win a World Series with Bryce, yes or no? Let's go to the phones. There's a lot to chew on here.
I do, Joe, and that means that's going to happen soon.
Well,
we're at the halfway point.
Yeah,
we're
but it could be in 5 years.
We're at 6.5 years. Yeah, and I don't think it will be in 5 years. I think that the iron is as piping hot as it's going to get right about now. We just need, a couple,
pitching-wise it is,
couple things to round us out.
They'll have a better lineup at some point. I'll say this. I'm struck by this fact. When Dr. J finally won a title with the Sixers, he was no longer their best player.
Wow, that's really interesting to think
about.
That
happens sometimes.
You're right.
Happened with David Robinson. When David Robinson finally won a title in San Antonio,
really
Tim Duncan was their best player.
Interesting to think
happens
about.
Happens sometimes.
So, wow.
Listen, some would say he's not their best player now. Some would say Wheeler right now. So, but then there's the everyday player thing. Okay, let's go to the phones. What do you make all this? Neil in Northeast Philadelphia.
The mask needs to be fixed.
Neil!
Oh, no.
Neil!
What are you working on, buddy?
He's not with us. I was.
Neil.
Yeah, I just wasn't there.
We went all Dead Poets Society.
It sounded like he was at the hardware store.
All right, let's go to Gary in Whitehall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, Gary, it's Harper at the half. What do you make of it?
Good morning, gents. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Awesome.
Hey, Joe, you going to wear your elbow guard?
I don't know. It was an interesting idea yesterday. Maybe the Barry Bonds elbow guard. I know this. Whether I have an elbow guard or not, I will not be intimidated at all. And look, it's not fun to get hit with an 80-mile-an-hour fastball, but if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Well, he
hit me a couple years ago with a pitch. So
yeah, he did.
Yeah, I remember.
Nor should you be.
I don't think he's going to hit 80 for what it's worth.
I don't either.
I think he's going to be mid-70s.
I don't know what it was a few years ago, but I think it'll be in the 70s.
When he hit you, where was it?
Calf.
Wow.
Yeah, calf.
You don't remember he came in, he had a welt on his calf. He showed it to
us. Yeah, about a week or two.
I vaguely remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If he hit you with a 70-mile-an-hour ball, Joe, that arm's coming with the ball. So I got faith in you, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, but let's get to Harper at the half.
Sure.
Let's look at the alternative. We could be talking about Manny Machado, which, thank God, we're not. Because Bryce Harper took the Phillies a lot further than Manny Machado would have.
True.
I
agree with that, too. Machado's done a nice job also. Let's not act like the Padres haven't entered the world of playoffs also. But I like Harper more, and I think he's better.
Yes, very, very much. I think he gives you a lot more. He embraced the city. He embraced the city. He didn't make us
and
come to him.
Some.
He came to us. Exactly.
Do you think Gary? Do you think he did pander?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
He's the golden boy. I mean, come on, he was on the face of Sports Illustrated at 15 years old.
It's
of course
okay.
I have no problem with pandering.
It's okay
pander
to put that
That's
effort
great.
In.
I'd rather you pander
know?
To me
no.
than, exactly
no
than,
doubt.
Than just like ignore it or not care what I think or whatever.
It means right. something. You know,
I'd
like
rather
he
not pander, but it's not the end
cares.
Of the world. It's he does care. I agree with
yeah.
that.
But
yeah, I have zero even if it was purposeful pandering, I have zero problem with it.
Okay. All right, Gary, I need an answer. An elite club. What do you got?
Well, being that Rhea and Devin aren't there, let's do a little Rascals, the He-Man Womanators Club.
All right, you got it, Gary. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to where it started with Bryce as a Philly, which other than pen to paper to sign 13 years, $330 million, which, by the way, we always say 330. It ends up not being 330. Because the pandemic
it's
year.
It's prorated for that year. You're
yeah,
right.
I think
Which is funny because technically where he still has, if he stays healthy, there are more games left in the 6.5 years, the second 6.5 years than the first 6.5. Technically, he's not halfway through the games he would,
well,
you know,
right.
in yeah. the contract yeah. because it was only 60 that
so
year.
So that year, he got like a third of what he would have gotten. So, you know, but it's going to end up being about $315 million or something like that. So, but let's go back to where it started with the press conference. And one thing that was very clear very early, he knows his baseball history, and he was clearly very properly deferential to Philly's history. Remember, he was number 34 with the Washington Nationals. So people wondered what happens, you know, upon him joining the Phillies. He said this early in his press conference. He set a tone for respect, and a lot of people rightfully really appreciated this.
Of course, I wore 34, but I thought Roy Halladay should be the last one to wear it. You know, he's somebody in this game that, you know, is greater than a lot of guys that ever played it.
So, you know, Halladay had passed away a year before that, maybe? Something like that?
Something like that. It was definitely during the history of our show. So,
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So, he obviously, Bryce garnered a lot of appreciation upon that decision.
Also, I think it showed, and I don't ever remember this with another press conference, just how much preparation you could tell that guy put in for a press conference.
Yeah.
You know, to your point about setting a tone, I thought it was really impressive how much he cared before the press. Well, you don't, I mean, like, no offense, Nick Sirianni, like, he came in just cold, you know, was like not ready for anything they were going to ask him.
You're right.
Like, Harper was so prepared for that press conference.
Well, I'll give you one more piece of audio because he said so much that was what you want to hear. I mean, he said, as people will use the phrase, he said all the right things. He did. Listen to Bryce. And by the way, he sounds so young. Holy mackerel. Sounds so much younger than just a 7-year difference from then to now. Here's another part of that press conference where I thought he really said so much of the right thing.
I want to be on Broad Street on a freaking boat or whatever, a thing, a bus, whatever it is, and, you know, have a trophy over my head and do that because that's what it's all about. You know, that's at the end of the day, I want to be able to go to sleep and know that I gave it my all and was able to bring back a title to the Philadelphia Phillies organization, to Mr. Middleton, to Mrs. Middleton, and to the whole city of Philly, and, you know, to the fans, to everybody that's part of this. You know, that's what I want to do. That's what I feel like I want my legacy to be, is all about winning, all about playing the game the right way for a great organization and for a long period of time.
I'll say this, from what I remember, very similar to John Ritchie's introductory press conference in 2003 with the Eagles.
Oh. There wasn't even one of those, I don't think.
No, I'm playing around.
How long did it take till the lilt wore off his voice? That does sound so completely different.
I mean, think about it. He didn't have kids at that moment. He's got, what, like 3 or 4 kids now?
Yeah.
I mean,
one of his kids
is 6 years old almost or something like that. You know,
that'll
like
put a little wear and
it
tear
does
on
change,
you.
It does change things. It really, like, again, it's a 26 to 32 is a big 6.5 years.
All right, so where are you at with Bryce? Do you hold it against him that they're you know, he hasn't won a title. They haven't won a title. I don't. Do you think they will get one while he's here?
Yes.
Do you? I do. If you said to me, do I believe the Phillies will win a World Series with Bryce Harper, yes or no? You got to place
absolutely.
A bet.
Would you bet your house on it? Bet your house on it.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'd bet anything of that nature.
Would you, the most you would bet on, like, you know, what you're comfortable betting, would you bet that on this?
Look, I'm just telling you, I think they're going to win a title with him.
So you'd bet on it?
Yeah,
I'm just hammering down how...
I wouldn't.
I could say, I think they have a real chance.
100 bucks.
I hope they win a title. But if I had to bet something of real value, like not 100 bucks, but like, you know, 1,000, 5,000, whatever, yeah. I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, I probably won't do that either just because I'm not going to bet a $5,000 thing. But But do I think that they
will win? But I'm saying if I had to bet $5,000 one way or the other, I would bet no.
Do
you know what I mean?
I do. What I'm getting at, though, is trying to find out from everyone, do you think they'll win one with them? The Sixers did with Doc. The Phillies did with Moses, with Schmitty. The Eagles never did with Donovan and Doc. The Flyers never did with Lindros. The Sixers never did with Barkley or Iverson. You know, you have these guys that are like, they're the guys. And sometimes you get it done, and sometimes you don't. Do you think it'll happen while he's here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.